Hello, everybody. I'm Debbie Indahar Giordano of Master Brokers. Welcome to our update here for the Milpitas real estate market. We're well into the third quarter of the year, and some interesting news has come about. Just as I predicted, there's been a decline in the values of local real estate. That was reported out in the San Jose Mercury News on August 19th. The headlines read, Region's Home Values Decline, South Bay Falls 4.5%. So that is just last month's statistics, and I think you're gonna see maybe a deeper decline even in the next month or two. Sales are still pretty brisk. Out of 37 listings today in Milpitas, there's actually 21 pending sales. So that's a good ratio. Almost one out of two listings are selling. So that's still good news for sellers, but they need to be more cognizant of pricing. So what's holding that factor? Part of it is interest rates. Let me report in interest rates today. 30-year fixed conforming is 5.875. And 30-year fixed jumbo is 4.875. So those are kind of holding. And I don't think buyers are thinking that rates are going to come down. So they're still making that plunge when they find the right home to buy, which there's plenty of inventory out there. So what's happening with the job market? I think that's another factor that will... as we look into the crystal ball, the future of real estate, that's going to play another factor. And the San Jose Mercury News reported on August 20th, big job gains for Bay Area, California. Hiring surged in July, helps the statewide unemployment rate improve to the lowest level ever. So we're seeing the pre-pandemic low unemployment rate, particularly here in the Bay Area. So what's that going to mean for housing? Well, those employees are going to need housing, so that should increase the demand. So hold tight. If you have a good property in a good location, priced right, and you do want to consider moving out of the area, now is still a pretty good time to do that. So what do we have on the market? 1865 Big Bend Drive in Milpitas, price point $1,250,000. Three-bedroom, two-bath, Parktown home in the Synod Elementary School, which is the number one rated school. That'll be available to see week after next. And then coming soon, and we'll be filming the before and after photos on this one, so that'll be fun to watch. 183 Cobblestone Loop in Milpitas, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 1,956 square feet. Home was built in 2017, so it's a fairly new home. It's a beautiful, beautiful home. And we've got that priced right at $1,525,000. So two good properties. Look for those. If you want to get your home ready, give me a call, 408-945-8988. We still have a nice fall market coming up. And of course, the holidays really don't deter too many buyers from looking, very serious buyers looking at this time of year. So hope to hear from you soon. We'll get your home ready. Don't miss the end of the year. Thank you very much for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.